And now it's time for Ask Roz and Mocha.
All right, here we go. Welcome to it, Roz and Mocha Show podcast, episode 1203. This is Ask Roz and Mocha. Before we head to the phones, just want to say thank you very much for spending how much ever time we have right now and hitting play on this episode. Love you for it. Appreciate it. Let's get to the fun stuff here. Darissa, how are you? It's Roz and Mocha.
Hi, Mocha. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for holding for as long as you have to be on the show. What's your question for the room?
Okay, so my question is, you're offered $1 million. Mm-hmm. The catch is you have to contact someone on your contact list, mm-hmm. and they cannot answer. Mm-hmm. Who are you calling?
Like, call them or text them?
Call them.
Who are you calling, Darissa?
Oh, my sister. My sister. She never answers. I could be dying and she knows. Yeah, I'm dead.
Oh, wow.
Damn. Yeah. Oh, yeah. If it's calling, my kid.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. At all.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what.
Yeah. No. She will, but it's like she prefers texting, right? Uh-huh. Yeah.
I think most people do now. But
also Catherine,
though.
Catherine, she's never got her phone with her, except for when I'm with her, and then it's always in her hand.
Oh. Oh, wow. Very interesting.
Yeah, I know. Super interesting. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, I didn't have my phone. I'm like, yeah?
Yeah, what were you doing?
No. So I would say my kid for sure. For sure.
If I was to choose anybody in this room, like on this show, I would say Maury. Because I've called Roz before and you've picked up. Shem's great at answering phones. Maria's great at answering whenever I call. I would say Maury because Maury, outside of this show, as soon as the show's done, you have notifications turned off. So.
Oh, that's right. And what happens? So when you have notifications turned off on your phone and somebody calls you, does it ring? Like, does it?
No.
What happens?
But the thing is, so here's like, so many listeners have my number and stuff. And this, first of all, the ringer's off all the time anyway, because we're in a studio.
Yeah.
But like, I just turn notifications off so that I can control, like, if you need me, I'll call you back. Otherwise, it just rings too much.
But you never call back, though.
Yes, I do.
Oh, very rare.
And then when you do call, you call like multiple times.
Yeah, that's the difference with Maury, is that when Maury needs you, he'll call you 16 times in a row. Mm-hmm. But if you want to get a hold of Maury, it's impossible.
Uh-huh.
Right?
So my answer to win $1 million is Maury.
Yeah, because he got those notifications off, for sure. Yeah, that's an easy mill right there.
Yeah.
Easy mill.
Shem, who are you choosing?
You mean on the show or just in general in my life?
Both. I don't know.
In my life, my mom. My mom never picks up the phone.
Really?
Ever. It's always a fight.
Just for you or just in general?
In general.
I guess. Okay.
I think so. So I'm going to go mom. And then on the show, God, who does not pick up the phone? That's tough because,
like, I would say Mocha.
What?
No, but he picks up though.
I answer the phone.
I've called you before and you, I think I've called you more times. But my thing is that I would never call somebody on the show without sending them a text first, being like, hey, do you got 2 minutes?
Sure. Yeah. Like,
right?
Usually,
like, I don't know if I've ever called Maury without sending a text first. To
the only times I have my phone on do not disturb is when I'm sleeping, when I go to bed. So between 7:30 and PM and 2:15 AM, notifications are off, right? Or the time when I go to the gym or if like I'm working out during the day, I will have it on, like I'll silence my notifications because I don't want to get distracted.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Maria, who are you choosing?
See, outside of the show, it's very tough because all of my friends and I, like, we answer each other's phone calls all the time. I will say though, if it's like during the school year, if I call my younger sister, she will decline my call and say, I'm busy. I don't have time for you.
Is this the one that goes to school in Ottawa?
Yeah. And somehow I always call her at the most inconvenient time, she says. So she would probably won't answer. Or if it was on the show, Roz.
Oh,
I don't
man.
Think he'd answer my phone call.
No denial.
Yeah.
I mean, am I wrong?
Don't be so quick to answer, Roz.
Yeah. I don't know. When somebody calls, I'm like, do I want to get into this right now?
I don't want to talk to Maria about nonsense.
No. Like, I would just probably, like, for instance, I'll give you an example. If Maury calls and I either A, don't want to talk, or most times I can't talk because I don't talk on the phone in the car, right? I will always just write back and say, what's up? Right? So if you called and I saw that you called and I didn't answer, I would immediately text you and say, what's up?
Okay.
Yes. But chances are you just won $1 million off me because you're right. I wouldn't answer.
Yeah.
Right. David Maury, what's your answer?
On the show, Mocha.
Okay.
1,000%.
Yep. You win $1,000,000.
Done.
I'm not denying that.
Yeah. I also said you, though.
No, but for Maury, you, I would answer, Roz.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I'm trying to think of the times I've called you.
I call you more than you call me.
You do. But I would say that the times where I have called you, even when we have something set up, where I'd be like, hey, let's talk at like noon or whatever, I'll call you, and you usually wind up calling me back. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Who's most likely on the show to pick up?
I am. Definitely Shem. Shem is 100% more likely to pick up.
I think you would go like Mocha.
Yeah.
Shem.
Yeah.
Me.
Yes.
Maury, Roz.
Yes. I agree with that. 100%.
Maury's shaking your head.
The order of who would pick up?
Mocha, yes. And then you last because you have your notification silenced.
Yeah. Mm. Who would pick up?
I would say Maria first. I would say Roz. I would say Shem. And then I would say Mocha.
Pick up with no text ahead of time?
Bro. Yeah.
No.
See, Shem has answered both phone calls and FaceTimes.
I answer quick.
Yeah, Shem answers
Maria answers phone calls and FaceTimes. Mm-hmm. Roz, you've answered phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember the last time you and I talked on the phone, Maury. No offense.
Not that long ago, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. No, like 2 weeks ago we talked, didn't we?
Yeah.
For something.
Yeah.
You called, asked me how my life's going.
Anyway.
There's a whole thing going on that we don't know about.
Darissa, love you. Thank you very much for listening. That was a wonderful question for the show today. Between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
Hands down, Roz.
Thank you, my love.
You have a wicked day. Bye, honey.
You too. Love you. Bye.
Another question here from D says, when is Maria going to try Damn It Maury's famous tuna and corn casserole? I believe we just talked about this last week on the show.
I don't want to do that.
So, Maury, will you at some point this week gather the ingredients and make your world-famous tuna and corn casserole?
It's the mac and cheese.
Oh, yeah, sorry, mac
what?
And cheese.
Yes, mac and cheese.
Yeah.
I would prefer the casserole, I think.
There's no casserole. It's always been mac and cheese.
Bring that in for Maria. Will you do that?
Of course.
Okay, cool.
You can take home all the extras, too.
Oh, yes. Amazing.
Sure. Amazing. No problem.
Amazing.
Just feed it to my family.
All the extras.
Question here for Maria. Since Maria's leaving her spin classes, when are Shem, Maury, and Mocha going to do her class?
Damn.
We friggin' missed the opportunity.
Yeah.
And I saw that you posted on your stories that your foot is causing you more problems. So you're putting a pause on spin
class.
But when you do get back, I promise we will make it a priority for Shem.
So wait, what happened?
So I took a whole thing. I have Achilles tendonitis in both my ankles. And then I don't know what I did when I was running all the time, but I messed up something in my foot and they thought it was a stress fracture.
You were training for the marathon last year?
Yeah, but I ran the marathon with my foot like this.
Yeah.
And then it went away a little bit, but then it came back with vengeance after I did a Barry's boot camp class because I was running on the treadmills and I went really hard and I guess I flared it up. Did MRIs. The good thing is it's not broken, but I have now tendonitis or tendinosis from literally my pinky toe, and it goes straight up through my Achilles. So my entire right foot is swollen and painful.
That's not good.
So I'm doing a lot of treatment right now, and it's just it's not good.
Did they say how long you're going to be out from
They said minimum 6 to 8 weeks.
Glowing endorsement for spin classes.
No, but the thing is, it wasn't even the spin classes. That's like what was sad, because I love teaching those. It was the running and the pounding of like my foot on the floor.
Yeah.
And all the years of running. So, it's okay.
Melissa says, has Shemmy ever tried deep fried cheesecake?
Oh, yeah.
Also, what is everyone else's favorite thing that's deep fried or something they would like to try deep fried? So, Shem, first of all, deep fried cheesecake?
I sure have. I tried it in Long Island, actually, at Coney Island in the United States.
Now, is it a slice or is it like a... square, like on a stick.
Yeah, it was square on a stick, exactly what it was. And it was delicious.
I think number one deep fried goodness is always going to be fries, I would say.
Because that's fried.
French fries?
Yeah.
But maybe choose something that wouldn't typically be deep fried.
My God, you know what I love? Like at carnivals when they do like deep fried Snickers.
Mars bars?
God, yeah, deep fried Mars bars, deep fried Oreos, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Pickles, deep fried pickles.
Yeah. Onion rings?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
See, because onion. Yeah. See, for me, like onion rings, they just don't come out right when you do them in the oven. Like, it's just onion rings need to be deep fried. They just add, it's one of those things.
It's a different type of crispiness.
They need to be deep fried.
Yeah.
Fries, like, I've had fries, like, done in the oven, even frozen fries. Sprinkle a little oil on them. Cook them on, like, the right pan.
Yeah.
And you can get decent fries out of the oven, especially the new fries. But onion rings, I'm with you. Onion rings are the kind of thing of where they're just, I won't even have them unless I can fry them. Like, I just, it's not even worth it. I also love deep fried Brussels sprouts.
Really?
Love deep fried Brussels sprouts.
Oh, hold on. What about fried chicken, guys?
Yeah, no. Fried chicken.
Yeah.
Fried
Oh, I had fried chicken the other day.
Like, fried chicken is another one that it just doesn't come out right in the oven. Like, yeah. It's not the same thing. And even pan frying, like, it's just, like, then it becomes like a chicken parm, right? Which I'm fine with, but that's not fried chicken, right? Like, you need a tub of oil, and the chicken needs to be submerged, and it needs to float. And that's fried chicken. Catherine loves, I'll take the same batter that I put on fried chicken, and I'll roll it around in cauliflower, and I'll fire that in the fryer.
That's so good.
Crisps them right up, and she just eats them like chicken nuggets. Yeah. Yeah, she just eats them like they're chicken nuggets.
A great thing that I love as deep fried are the kumadas.
What's that?
Have had them. They're those little deep fried donut balls.
Are they filled with anything? Or is
you can fill them with things.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what do you put? Like, are they sweet or are they
savory? So you can make them
savory.
Anything you want. So I know some people would do honey. Some people would do Nutella. Some people do like a sweet and salty thing. Or you can have them plain with like sea salt. I've seen some people do. But typically people were to do them mainly with like a sweeter type thing. But I'm like obsessed.
Do you know how to make them?
I'm not great at it, but if I have my grandmother there, she can help me along the way. She makes them unbelievable.
Did you guys see that video of that guy that went to that place that serves the pizza that's not cooked? Did you see this?
What?
So
what?
I guess they, I'll send you the audio. You can listen to it. Mm-hmm. I guess they make the pizza dough and then they cook the pizza dough, but they serve the pizza with just like raw, cold, shredded cheese on top and uncooked pepperoni.
This is the craziest pizza I've ever seen in my entire life. And yes, the cheese is supposed to be not cooked. We're in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania at Beto's Pizza, which is an institution in the city and is the oldest pizzeria in the entire city. The way they're doing this pizza is so interesting. So first of all, they're just cooking the sheets of pizza without any cheese, and then they add the toppings uncooked after you order it. So it doesn't matter what topping you got. I got the pepperoni. It's fully not cooked. The cheese, it's a provolone. Like, what is this? You know what this reminds me of? This is like Lunchables for grown-ups.
Oh my god.
The cheese
actually kind of works uncooked. Has good flavor. The crust is crunchy. Let's try one with some pepperoni. Also, even the way that they add the toppings is just completely unhinged. This is adult Lunchables pizza, and I'm not mad at it. Overall, I like it a lot more than I thought I was going to. This is the best pizza, but I like it.
That's a troll, right?
That's a troll. Be honest,
They put a lot of cheese. Like, if you see the video, they put a lot of cheese.
Is it cold sauce too, Ross?
Like, I don't even know if there was sauce.
I think he said they cooked the sauce on the dough in the oven, and then
they
put everything.
The sauce.
Yeah. So I would absolutely try it.
Me too.
No.
I would try it for sure.
No.
With all that cheese and pepperoni,
but it's just so, it's such an incredible, like, they put more cheese on that than you would normally put on a pizza and melt it.
Hit me.
No, it's not.
I try it.
I would try it. But there's nothing to it though. To me, that's a waste. Like, if you're going to eat a pizza, right? Don't eat that.
But see, I grew up on Lunchables eating basically raw dough and raw pepperoni cold. And I would love that.
Yeah, and just like
brings
cold
back
cheese.
To childhood and cold sauce.
No, but then you have a little bit of cheese and you do a little bit of cheese and you do two pepperonis and you put it on a cracker. That's if you want like that nostalgia of Lunchables. That's what you do. You don't order this monstrosity.
I don't know. I would try it, especially if the dough and the sauce is hot, like out of the oven and crispy, crunchy like that.
So basically, you want it hot enough to melt the cheese.
No, it doesn't melt the cheese. Well, sure, maybe.
Yeah, but then you just want pizza.
Well, that version of it, I would try. I'm just saying, I wouldn't have it like forever. Bro,
right?
Why
you know
are
you
so mad?
Like, is it hot enough to melt the cheese when they put the cheese? Because that would be great. Like, if the pizza was so hot that you put all that cheese on it and it just melted right onto the pizza, that would be great.
Well, that's why they put so much cheese, because not all the cheese is going to melt. You got to have the...
No, that thing was terrible looking,
I tried.
Man.
All right, Mazar says here, the Roz and Mocha Show is dubbed, if the Roz and Mocha Show is dubbed, into another language, what language and or country do you think it would be the most successful in?
I will say if we were dubbed in Greek, it would be hilarious. Because Greek radio, they're just like very aggressive and they yell a lot. And I think that if we were dubbed in Greek, it would sound very funny.
Like what other country would we do very well in? Is that what they're asking? In a different language, like a non
like Cantonese?
A non-English speaking. I mean.
Like could we grasp onto that Asian market?
Sure. Yeah. Like Japan. Right. But like, would we? I think we would have to go there. Right. I think we'd have to go there. I think the Shem and I would have to walk down the street in Japan.
Bruh.
Right. And just get all the looks. Right. I think that we would have to do that. Yeah. I think that we've done stuff on this show with Maury that would probably do very well in Japan as well.
Yeah. I think so.
But I don't know. Like, would like, it's tough to like where, like the, like, I don't know how the sense of humor translates into other places. Like, would we be popular in Italy?
I think so.
Right? Like, would we be?
I don't know.
Would we be? Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
You know, I think my Italian's very bene.
Yeah.
And we would successfully.
Russia?
Very bene.
Oh.
Right?
Nat.
You don't
cold.
Think so?
Too cold.
Yeah.
Nat.
Like, yeah. I don't know. Right? I don't know.
Could we
find success in Russia? Mexico?
Oh, si, senor.
Right.
I think, yo, bro, they would love us in Mexico. Are you kidding?
I think so, too. I think we do very well in Mexico.
Si. Let me see here. This is from Siddiqui, by the way. Is there any advice you've learned from a movie or TV show that you found to be the best advice? Can I go first?
Yeah.
You guys will know where this is from.
Don't ever, for any reason, do anything to anyone, for any reason, ever, no matter what, no matter where or who you are with, or where you are going, or where you've been, ever, for any reason whatsoever.
Yeah.
Wow. That's wonderful advice.
Yeah, that's wonderful advice. Yeah.
Roz,
yeah.
Do you have an answer for this?
I don't know.
Okay. Shem? Okay. Shem, you got an answer?
All the lessons Rocky learned, I still carry all those with me.
Okay.
What's the thing that Samuel Jackson says in Pulp Fiction when he's got the that...
Oh, Maury loves that movie.
Yeah,
what's are you talking about Ezekiel 7, the passage from...
Yes.
Ezekiel 75:17, the path of the righteous man is beset on all sides, but the inequities of the selfish and tyranny of evil men, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost secrets, and I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who try and something.
Yep, that's the one.
Better than I could have done. There you go.
Yes.
Wow.
Right?
That's what? Ezekiel what?
Ezekiel 17.
Yeah, I think it's
Damn,
Ezekiel
bro.
17.
Good for
well
you.
Done.
Yeah. Also, Austin 3:16 says, I just whooped your ass. Maria, do you have an answer for this?
I don't think I have a specific like piece of advice, but I will say like I saw this video once and it was explaining how like the chronological order of the entire series of Friends was, and it basically was like how at the beginning of Friends, like they're actually in their early 20s and they have nothing figured out, and they still don't have everything figured out by the time they're in their 30s and all that. So it's like taking life as it is, and you don't need to have everything set in stone. So
also, pivot
movie. And pivot. Yes, a disaster.
Maury, you have an answer?
Yeah, Forrest Gump. Life is like a box of chocolates. Forrest you never know what
Gump.
You're gonna get.
Oh. Classic.
Hey, should I reply to this guy on Instagram? Let me read you what he wrote me.
Okay.
He goes, hey, Ross. And because I'm very curious. He goes, hey, Ross, are what's her name and cheesecake dating? Also, how do you feel about 9/11 jokes? Because I got some good ones, man.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
What's her name?
I think so.
What the? My name is Maria, man. And no.
There was a lot in these, like, two lines of a DM.
A lot.
Right?
Bro, 9/11 like, jokes?
I want to know why he thinks what's-her-name and Shem are dating.
Yo, get his number. Let's call him on the show one day.
Right? I want to know that. Like, are there signs? Do people think that?
I don't know.
Maria and Shem are dating? Like, maybe Shem was Maria's secret guy for a while?
The whole time?
He's been posting, like, about her boyfriend. So.
I know, but people, if you don't follow her, you don't know. Like,
well, he doesn't even know my name, so I doubt that he even knows I have a boyfriend.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? But he, you know, I'm sure he listened to the show. Remember, you know when your boyfriend was secret and you guys would stay up all night and everything else? We know Shem doesn't sleep all that much. Like, maybe people were we're drawing the conclusion. But yeah, hey, Roz, are what's her name and Cheesecake dating? Also, how do you feel about 9/11 jokes?
Just reply
man,
yes.
I got some good ones.
Just reply yes. And yes, that's it. And leave it. And just leave it at that. Just say yes. Let's get back to the phone.
I was curious about that one.
Yo, Caitlin, what's up? It's Roz and Mocha.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Doing great. Welcome to the podcast. Glad to have you here. How long have you been listening to the Roz and Mocha show for?
Oh, gosh. Like, at least, like, 14 years, 13
wow.
years.
Wow. So you've been with us for a really long time. You know the show. Well, everyone's yeah. here. He's Roz. I'm Mocha. Damon Mori is here. Maria is here. Shem is here Hi. As well. And go
the
ahead
the happy
your
couple.
Question. That'll make sense when you hear this on the podcast. What is your question?
So my question is, where did the way that Roz says no spoilers come from? Because I feel like I say it all the time, but whenever somebody asks me, like, I can't remember where it came from because it's been so long.
Oh, no spoilers?
Oh, no spoilers.
No spoilers. Yeah.
No spoilers. Okay, something happened on this show years ago and it really, really, really like took off.
It was, I remember.
Yes.
It was something, we're talking about a show or a movie.
Oh, no, I can give you the, no.
Oh, you know it?
No, where it all started from.
Because I vaguely, I think I remember.
No, where it all started from, okay? Uh-huh. Because we would casually talk about stuff and it was just, and it was normal, right? But where it all started from was I was the villain of the day. And I mean, it carried over into all parts of my life because I came in the day after, the morning after Grey's Anatomy, and I told everybody that McDreamy died, right?
Spoiler alert,
right? And I said it like, and everybody had lost their mind because so many people had PVR'd it and they hadn't watched it yet. And I just blurted it out because I was pissed off about it, right? So I just blurted it out on the show. And that was, I was the villain. Like, it lasted a week. So we started talking about, like, really talking about no spoilers. It was right after that because we would just say it about anything at that point, right?
I see. I remember it differently. That is a true story, what you told.
Yeah.
But from what I remember, I had said no spoilers and maybe I said it in that way. And then you started, like, making fun of me for the way I said it because it sounded like I said no spoilers and then you just like wouldn't let it go as the joke.
That's how I think it happened. But what I'm saying is that it was that reason that's when it happened.
Okay.
Like that was the reason that that all happened. So that's how long ago that we've been doing that.
Okay. So
right?
Caitlin, anytime anyone asks you, you can just say it's from the Roz and Mocha show.
Yes. Yes. But I always say it's from the Roz and Mocha show, but I couldn't remember like why. But now I remember it's because I hated Roz so much for spoiling that. So thank you.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah,
wonderful.
You were one of them.
It's wonderful. Yeah. That's great, Caitlin. Yeah. You're the best.
No, because I had always said that I didn't mind spoiling things that I hated, right? That I had no problem spoiling movies that I didn't like.
Wow.
Right? And then, people got very angry, very angry.
I still get angry now.
I know you do.
Anyway, Caitlin.
Oh, no. Do you remember the other one that I spoiled? Oh, my God.
Oh, I know. Maria, go.
Grey's Anatomy?
No. I literally just said Grey's Anatomy.
What? Were you not listening?
Oh, my God.
Hold on, Maria. What are you doing in there?
She's with her boo, guys. Relax.
What are you doing in there?
Are you texting your boyfriend?
No. I looked away for 1 second because I had to read an email, and I guess my ears just...
Literally.
Don't say one second because Roz's story just now was way more than 1 second. We're talking like in the minutes. So what were you doing, Maria? Are we going to have to take your phone away during the show?
I wasn't on my phone.
Why are you checking emails when we're doing the show?
We were busy, guys.
No, you weren't. Bullshit, Shem. No.
Hey, listen, this is what real love looks like.
Your boyfriend, Maria?
No.
My phone, I swear to God, look at the camera footage. My phone has not been in my hands at all. I was listening to the story and then I zoned out for a second.
It wasn't a second, it was more than a second.
Anyways, I'm so sorry. Continue your conversation. I'm going to see myself out right after this. Don't fire me.
Guess what? No spoilers. Yeah. You'll never know.
Shem, keep an eye on what's her name in there. Okay. Make sure she's paying attention. It was the George Clooney space movie. What was that called?
Gravity.
Gravity.
Oh, yeah.
I spoiled that one.
I remember that was a hot topic back in the day.
I think it was opening weekend.
It was.
Oh, yeah.
Thank God I watched that movie opening weekend.
Yeah.
I love that movie. Anyway. Yeah. Caitlin, appreciate you. Love you. Between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
Oh, no. I was, like, hoping you weren't going to ask me. Okay.
Girl.
Last time I said Roz, and I still love you, Roz, but, like, Since I started the show, I like loved Mocha, so this time I'm gonna have to say Mocha.
Hey, I'll take the win. Thanks, girl.
Yeah, it's a good win. It's a good win. You flipped one.
Yeah.
Right?
No, well, no, actually, you flipped one because I was always Mocha for like 10
years.
Oh. And you flipped me. Yeah.
But then you flip back.
I know it's true. It's because I felt so bad the last time I said Roz. I mean, not that I feel bad that you were my favorite.
Nobody ever feels bad about saying Mocha.
Yeah, what's there to feel bad about,
right?
Bro?
You know what I mean? Nobody ever goes, oh, man.
Yeah, it's because you're not from the streets. Yeah. All right, Caitlin, love you. Bye.
I love you guys. Bye.
All right, there you go. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Keep those questions coming in. We'll post once a week on Instagram at Kiss925 a picture or video that reads Ask Roz and Mocha. And two of you, as always, will be selected to join us to ask your question to the room. Thanks again. This has been episode 1203 of the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
We just finished the podcast, Maria, by the way.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Seeker app.